You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Are you blind or visually impaired and love to travel but hate trying to find your way back to your hotel room? Do you get frustrated trying to find your table in a crowded restaurant? Are you ever left searching for your favorite backpack? Let Foresight Augmented Reality FAR remove those obstacles and enable you to accurately find your desired location or belonging with your own FAR personal Bluetooth beacon. Get distant indicators as you count down to your destination. Travel or enjoy a night out with confidence and independence. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Buy your own FAR personal beacon online at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind & Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And wherever you are, I hope you're going to call in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And if you're wondering what the show is all about, in case you're tuning in for the first time, this show, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. If you have anything to say, please do call in. We'd love to hear from the sighted. We'd love to hear from the blind. So wherever you are, call in, 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce to the players today, because we got a great show for you tonight. To my right, my beautiful co-host, happens to be my wife, Lynn Gold, are you there?
I'm here, Michael. Welcome, everybody, to the second show of 2019. Glad you're on board with us.
And to my left, he happens to say, well, what can I say? He's my buddy. He's a co-host. His name is Gary Sinclair. Gary, you here?
I am back again.
Okay. So I'm glad he's back. And then to my left, my extreme left, he just walked in. And what can I say? His name? Kyle Johnson. Where is he from? He happens to be, listen to this one now, listen to this one loud and clear. He happens to be the new interim president, CEO of Lighthouse and Lighthouse Works, Mr. Kyle Johnson. Are you here?
Hey, hey. Great to be with you guys.
Congratulations.
It's been too long. Thank you very
Good
much.
To see you again,
so you take charge March 1st?
February 1st, the interim falls off.
Oh, okay.
So technically, you know, Leonasa, he is still an employee. Really, she's just wrapping things up and transitioning.
So you drop the interim mark February 1st.
February 1st.
Okay. A couple of weeks.
So you lose part of your name, interim.
Yeah. Right. I'm
drop
sure he
the
doesn't
jump.
Mind.
Behind the scenes, we have the fabulous, the tremendous. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm right here loud and clear in full effect, baby, baby.
Wonderful, Chris. And with Chris Shaw is the beautiful Charlotte Massey, who's taking your calls. If you call in, be nice to her. Don't yell at her. Be nice. Charlotte, say hello.
Good evening.
Could you hear? I hope you could hear Charlotte when she said good evening.
I know she's so soft with it.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
So as you just heard, this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse. And I want to thank Kyle Johnson once again because, you know, just about 3 years ago, he said yes to having this radio show. And this radio show has become successful because of Lighthouse and Kyle Johnson. That's right. So I want to thank you, Kyle Johnson, for accepting into your family the Blind and Beyond radio show to the Lighthouse's family.
You know what? We're so proud to be a part of the show and to be supporting on its basis, you know, take our relationship out of it. I love the fact that we're partners in a successful business run by someone who's blind, originally impaired. And so I appreciate you saying thank you. I appreciate you saying thank you, but you know, I want you to know how proud we are to be a part of this.
And well,
I think we're this is only the beginning.
Well, I thank you. We'd like to have you on more often. It'd be nice.
Hey, Kyle.
You will. Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know how many people out there know or not, but I think you know, but I'm not age-wise the oldest person.
This. He always says this.
I am the longest time student to go to Lighthouse, which I went in 1983.
That's so cool. So much has changed over the years.
Hell
then,
yeah,
huh?
They have. Yes.
And you know, not to make any, you know, make people giggle, but you know, Gary, I say respectfully that I was 6 years old when you got services at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Oh boy.
I'm like in stereo right now, Chris. Am I supposed to be in stereo?
No, that's your new headphones.
That's your new headphones,
that
Michael. I got
stereo.
You for
quality
Christmas.
Sounds like.
Oh, it sounds like stereo.
I got you for Christmas. The good headphones.
Thank you so much.
Sheila
yes.
and Gary got us new headphones for the holiday.
Yep.
It sounds stereo.
Well, Lynn, like. There's something you didn't ask that you haven't asked yet because you've been busy. Is there any shout outs?
I don't have any shout outs.
Do you have
shout outs? Good.
I got a shout out to my son, Wayne. And I got a shout out to Little Doc in Georgia, and I think that's about it. Kyle, you got any shout outs?
You got any shout outs, Kyle?
I do. My first shout out is for Lee Nasahi. You know, January 31st will be her last day.
Aww.
She got the Lighthouse Central Florida first as a scared mom with a son who was born blind and Joe, and I think Joe's been on the show several times.
Yes.
Sure.
He's an incredible guy, but she got there way back then as a mom and, you know, became a volunteer and a donor. And then one day they said, hey, speaking of interim, they said, hey, do you think you could be the interim executive director for us for a while? And she said, okay, you know, I guess I'll do it interim. And then 20 years later,
right.
January
interim, right?
31st, she's done. But
it's bittersweet.
I tell you what, I've never worked for a more important mentor in my life. You know, at least not perfect. I'm not. No one in this room is, nor anyone
I am.
Listening, except
you
for
are.
Gary.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, there's not a decision that isn't made at Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works from the top, for one, that doesn't involve the whole leadership team, but for two, that isn't driven by Lee's love and passion for serving people who are blind or visually impaired. So that's that shout
out.
You know,
I'm going to tell you something. Most folks out there don't know this. Now, I visited a lot of different organizations since we've had Blind and Beyond, I traveled a great deal. And what I found out so far, Lighthouse Central Florida is in the very few that a lot of people they hire are visually impaired and blind. Because there's a lot of places I visit, most of the people there are sighted. And they're working for the blind, but all the jobs are taken by sighted. Mm-hmm. And that blows me away all the time. And if they're mad at me for saying this, and some of these even could be advertisers, I feel bad. Because when you have a blind organization, and pretty much all your people that you hire are sighted, to me, there's something wrong. In Lighthouse Central Florida, everywhere I go and talk to people, from the receptionist to wherever, are basically all vision impaired and blind. We're going to break. See you on the other side of break. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! We are back! We're back! With the hottest show on the radio, this is Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. You want to call it Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Listen, folks, you want to call in? We hope you do. 407-894-1680. We got a call coming in here.
Good.
That's right. From Vancouver, Washington.
Oh.
The man. The main man.
Oh,
Gabe. Gabe, you out there, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
My buddy Gabe.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
Hi.
So how old are you now, Gabe?
Get ready for this. If this is your first time listening and haven't heard me call in before,
yeah.
I am, get ready for this, I am 14 years old.
Wow. All
right.
Absolutely
14
great.
Years old, Gabe.
And when we first met you, you were 13 years old.
I think I was 12.
12. He's been calling it since 12.
2 years ago.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You're getting old, Gabe.
Nice to meet you, Gabe. This is Kyle. Nice to meet you. I've got a 14-year-old at home named Lainey. So I know all about what you guys are into, I think.
I bet.
I bet.
So, Gabe, when are you going to come down here to Orlando, come to Disney World and see Mickey Mouse and come and see us?
You'll come right in the studio and I'll have you by my right?
Absolutely.
That's right. You'll come on the radio and talk.
That would be great.
Yeah.
My mom said that... She really wanted to talk to you about that.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you listen to the show, Gabe, okay? We're gonna talk to Mr. Johnson, Kyle Johnson, more about Lighthouse Central Florida and all the good things about Orlando. So listen up, okay?
All right.
All right, honey
thanks
bunny.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Stay warm, Gabe.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care, Gabe. We got to go. All right. Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kyle. Back to you.
Oh, we were doing shout-outs. So
yeah, we're doing shout-outs.
If it's okay, I want to give a shout-out to our supply chain team, to our call center team, and Mike Fox leading our digital accessibility team. But a special shout-out to Mike Tate. Mike is a longstanding call center employee at Lighthouse Works. He's, if you know Mike, you know you're going to hear his thoughts. You know, he's just such a – I'm connected to him on social media, and he's always – inspiring me with the quotes that he's putting up and the attitude he brings to life. He's totally blind. But Mike's in the hospital right now, hoping that he'll be out soon. And he's just an awesome part of what makes us so special at Lighthouse. And I just wanted to tell Mike, get well.
Well, if you're listening,
I'm sure
Mike,
he's listening.
We wish you the best.
Wish you the best. Better. Wish you the best.
And Mike Fox was on our show a couple of years ago, I think. He was here in the studio, I remember.
Mike Fox is a difference maker.
Right,
We wouldn't be nearly what we can be today
yep.
because of Mike Fox. It's pretty special.
Is it time? Can I do it now?
For what?
The trivia.
Yeah, I know, Gary,
did you do your shout-outs? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
Did I mention, I want to say, my grandson?
Oh, yes,
Brayden.
You did. That's
right now, we're going to go to trivia.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like this trivia.
Is this Kyle's?
Who picked it?
No.
Oh, that trivia.
No, this trivia here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. 9:22 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Uh-oh.
14-20.
Uh-oh.
New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. Chris,
and
don't
they,
get Michael upset.
They
man.
Are all they're not sequins. They're not on one page. Your boy, who probably going to release at the end of the season, is overthrowing everybody or underthrowing everybody.
All right.
So,
thanks
okay.
for the scoop.
Trivia time.
Right. Kyle, why don't you set this one up? Because it is
No, his is second. I think his
I think
no,
mine's
his
second.
Is first.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that right?
I hit his
you
second.
It?
Yeah.
Mine's second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had
that,
Kyle
that's
first.
The one that's just
instrumental.
Just that,
yeah.
Okay.
That was
yeah, that
to
was
be
second.
First.
You want that one first?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
okay, doing instrumental.
It's hard.
First? It's hard.
Yeah.
This hard? No way.
No?
This is not hard.
Okay. I just
All right.
Come on, Kyle.
You got to call in. The first one's going to be a hard one, folks. It's instrumental. That means there's no singing.
Do you have anything to set it up, Kyle?
There's the only thing I'll say is listen to it. And try not to move.
You know your musicians. Right. You know your musicians if you like music.
Yes, sir.
I sent you an abbreviated version.
Yeah.
It's really
the
long.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Right. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680.
Nobody move.
Who's playing? Not singing.
Give
who's
it a
playing?
Chance, Michael, because you got to get into it this
right.
groove here. I got to move.
That's got to sound good on your headphones.
If that
oh,
don't
does.
Feel good, you were born with half a heart.
All right. I love my new headphones, Sheila Gary.
Thank you. Glad you enjoy them.
Can I give a clue?
Sure. As long as it's not a good clue.
This musician, while this has synthesizers. Gordon is a very accomplished classical jazz musician. All you listeners out there, you should know that Michael looks like he's patiently enduring this. Very politely waiting for it to end.
God knows you, Michael.
Does he look depressed?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't look depressed. He's just like, okay.
He knows relief is coming soon. We just need somebody to guess it.
Now Chris is loving it.
No, Chris likes it. Yeah.
That right there, who that?
All right, I know that's a rough one, a tough one.
Oh, you'll be surprised to some of our listeners, Michael.
I'm going to tell you right now. Anybody guess this gets a good one. We're not going to get your normal $10 gift card. It's going to be a good gift card.
All right.
For those who are going to, if anybody wins it, is a tough one. It's an instrumental.
So what am I supposed to pick up?
407-894-688. No, I want another group that's playing it.
Oh.
Well, it's not
Who's playing it? It's not, I don't care if it's a person, a group, whatever. There's somebody playing the instruments.
Well, I know that.
Well, what's the name of the musicians playing it?
You so don't while know, we're Gary. Waiting, let's find out what's going on at Lighthouse.
Okay.
Since got the we lights haven't on? Talked to Kyle in a long time.
All Kyle, right. You got the lights on at Lighthouse?
We got the lights on at all Lighthouse, right, yeah. Right. You know, you were talking about the number of people who are blind or visually impaired who are my teammates, mm-hmm. my colleagues, and that it's a good number. And we're about 109 employees right now, mm-hmm. and we've reached over where more than half of our total employees, if you combine Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works, are blind or visually impaired,
that's
which
very
is very
nice.
Exciting.
Very nice.
One thing that other organizations sometimes get challenged with, and we certainly do, you know, I would love nothing more than to have our leadership team populated, just, you know, the majority of our leadership team be blind or visually impaired. You know, it'd be awfully neat to have a blind CFO or other positions, none in particular, but what I will never do is promote someone arbitrarily just because they're blind. You know what
right.
I mean? It's just that would be a betrayal of our mission and what we stand for.
Well, there's
for.
So many people outside
that
could be qualified.
There are.
You know, what
How
we do now.
Do
we have to make the effort
anyway.
To find
How would
them.
You do
one,
that?
Wait, one second. For those folks who are listening for the first time, our show is supposed to entertain you. Mm-hmm. Our show is supposed to
be
let's
fun.
Just say, fun, education, yep. supposed to educate you. But don't forget now the new one, and that's all about employment. So our job
mission.
Now to get you jobs, yep. and that's why we have folks like National Industries of the Blind, NIB.
Love those guys.
Yep.
IOB.
Yep. So that's what we're all about, getting jobs. So
IOB.
If any of you folks sometime ever get a chance, and you think you're qualified to get in with Lighthouse, maybe you should call Kyle Johnson, tell him about your education, what you have, that you're visually impaired and blind, and maybe that you like a job.
But you don't also have to be, how would I say, very educated in a certain area. I mean, like a specialist or anything. I mean, there's jobs that blind people can do, reception work and stuff like that, you know.
You mean with very little experience?
Yeah,
certainly.
But there may be some people out there, wherever they are.
Jobs.
Michael's talking about executive positions.
No, but I'm talking about executive positions. I'm talking about where. I'm talking about there's people out there. Maybe they were in Chicago. Maybe they're in Philadelphia.
Right. And I have a question. How do they get the word out for that?
Maybe they can do something that Kyle needs.
Right.
Well, we post on, you know, all
the
websites that would, in addition to NIB and other organizations, we always put our jobs there, like Vision Serve Alliance, and we're always networking that stuff.
Well, Kyle,
you know what's really cool, though? We did an analysis. Oh, believe me, that's in place. We did an analysis, and this is rough numbers. This is rough numbers, so it's more than this, but we use baseline numbers. And since 2013, when we opened up Lighthouse Works, we've paid, I want to say, $1.3 million worth of wages into the pockets of Central Floridians who are blind or visually impaired.
Wow.
And if we hit our budget mark this year, what we've got on the books for our budget will exceed $2 million in 2019.
What a nice place to work.
Yep.
So exciting.
Really.
We have a young man calling in from West Palm Beach. His name is Larry. Larry, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Larry.
So I understand you're calling in for trivia?
Why don't you tell everybody
who
he is?
I'm going to try.
Are you going to try?
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, let's see if he gets it. Maybe he'll get it.
Oh, wait. Are you calling in as president of the Braille Club, or are you just calling in for trivia?
Trivia.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Larry. I'm kidding. Okay.
I think that was Mr. Sachs, and the nut piece might be called Green Eggs and Ham, but I'm not sure.
Mm-mm. No, that's not the one.
That's not the one, Larry.
Yeah, well,
I'm
trying.
Sorry.
All right, I was just trying.
You're in the neighborhood.
You can keep on calling in, Larry. You can get one. You can keep on getting Miss all the time, but once you get it, then you can't get one for 30 days.
No, I told him. He knows that.
I'm just telling everybody.
But can he call in and guess again?
Absolutely.
For this one?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, so
absolutely.
You have to hang up and
guess
again?
You have to hang up. Yeah, you can guess anytime you want.
And legally hang up the phone and call back.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thanks for calling. That's
thanks,
that's Larry from West Palm Beach. We got a call now from Jim. From where?
Oh, boy.
Kissimmee?
Kissimmee, Jim.
Oh, because of the Eagles.
Oh, here we go with the Eagles.
Here we go. Yep.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hello. I'm suffering watching them. Is it Kenny G, the musician?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. It shows you what I know.
This
okay.
is a
okay,
hard
keep
one.
On listening, Jim.
Talk to you later.
Come on, everybody. Call in and prove us wrong.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think anybody's going to get it.
May you never know.
You know what?
Let's Larry play. Was sort
I'll
of on the right track.
I guess our listeners do surprise us.
They do.
And both
especially
of them are kind of
Orlando
yeah,
people.
Both of them are kind of in the same area. You know, as far as this musician as he
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, that Green Eggs and Ham was kind of
yeah.
close.
Well,
yeah.
let's play another trivia while we're waiting for that one. So if anybody wants to call in,
well, maybe play it a little bit more, just in case somebody's just tuning in.
They're not going to get it. They're not going to get it.
Humorous.
They're lucky if they get this one.
I'm just saying, like, listen to it, Mike. Did you hear this?
If you don't know now, you know.
Right.
They're backwards. All right. All right, now let's play another trivia that at least people can get a shot at.
You were a trooper, Michael.
Michael's got a headache now.
That we'll see if anybody, you got a few minutes to call in to see if anybody can get it. Let's see if anybody can get this trivia. This one has a fellow who's singing it.
This is mine.
Ready?
Yep.
Who's singing this one? 407-994-1680.
Totally different.
When you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day. When you make me cry, you say you're going to live.
Good one.
That's
you know
my choice.
It's a life, cause that'll be the day. When I die, well, you give me all your love.
Gotta have a winner out there.
407-894-1680.
You know you love me, baby.
First one.
Tell me maybe that
let's see what it is.
Someday we'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
If you're hungry, call in with the right answer.
The day when you made me cry.
All right, let's see who's going to get this one. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? I can give you only one hint. One hint. That's it. Only one. I've been told from people above I've been giving too many hints.
Yep.
So I'm only going to give you
people
one
above.
Hint. Yes, the people above. Way above me. Ready for the hint? One hint.
What's it? He wears glasses.
How are they going to say that? It's your hint. Okay, my hint is
true,
not
though.
That. He does wear glasses.
So he ain't blind.
No.
Okay. Kyle,
I'm going to give you one big hint.
Get together. I'm
what?
He's been known to be the first of his kind in the music world. And he's been copied ever since he came out with all these hits. He's had a lot of hits. So who is it? Who am I talking about? 407-894-1680.
So I got our friend Larry from Palm Beach calling back. He said he knows this one.
Oh, he knows this one.
Without a shadow of a doubt, he said he knows this one.
Okay, Larry, you there?
Come on, Larry.
So now, Larry, you think from West Palm Beach, you know who this is. You know.
That's Buddy Holly.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
You are right, Buddy Holly.
What's he get to eat?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Eugene missed it. Unless he knows the other one.
Okay, one second, Larry.
Larry's a winner.
Here's one. Do you know how the man died?
He's on a plane crash.
Yeah. You got it.
You got that one, too.
Right.
That's right.
Very good.
Okay, so you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I told you you're going to get something to eat.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I did that.
So you can get your donuts, or you can get your bagels, or you can get your ice cream.
Yeah.
Get the iced coffee.
Iced coffee. Okay, well, you got a lot more than that for $10.
I got a story about it if you want to hear it.
Okay, one second.
All right, Larry. Hold on, don't hang up.
Stay well. Give your address. We can mail out the $10 gift card. And we want to talk to now Eugene. Eugene, are you there?
Oh, yeah, we had Eugene there.
No, he hung up? Yeah.
Okay, he hung up. Okay, now what were you saying there, young man?
You know, we were talking about Buddy Holly, and he died in that famous plane crash.
Yeah. Right.
Interesting story. I was listening to an interview with the son of Waylon Jennings, right, who was young with Johnny Cash and those guys, and he was on the same tour with the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly and
Richie Valens.
Yep. And so they flipped a coin to see who would go on the plane.
Right, the fourth guy. He took Richie Valens won.
Well,
the flip.
It was with Buddy and Waylon's dad. Waylon Jenner flipped a coin, and then he said something to the effect of, "I hope your plane crashes." To Buddy. They were joking.
And then he said,
"I hope you freeze to death on that bus."
Yep.
And then the plane went down. And Waylon Jennings had a really hard time getting over
that. Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that about that.
Yeah. No.
I thought, to tell you the truth, I thought the story was Dion was the fourth guy who didn't go.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So you're saying Waylon Jennings was
Waylon,
the guy.
Yeah. Waylon. That, well, that's according to Waylon Jennings' son.
Oh, okay.
A junior.
Well, it was. They lost three.
You know, we lost a lot of singers in the planes dying.
Yeah,
Ricky Nelson.
I was going to say that. I was going to be a trivia. That was going to be a trivia question.
So let me ask something, Gary. So you were in the first graduating class from Lighthouse Central Florida.
I was in 18th.
So how do you think it's different now than it was then?
I was in actually the 18th class.
Oh, the 18th class. So how many members were in
when
the,
I went
class?
In? The average age, I think, of the people that were in class was 75 and above.
Really?
For the listeners, Gary's 104.
But it's way different.
How do you make up a statement that you're the oldest client? There might be some older people
hanging
around.
I'll tell you on the other side of the break.
Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. Be right back. Don't go away. A lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and email and toggle through your phone apps, wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BNRadio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plan, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the Blind
welcome
and Beyond
back,
Radio Show.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Mr. Cotta.
Welcome back. My Eagles
did
lost.
Did you have a question for me, Michael?
Wait, before you go for it. Don't go there just yet.
Why?
It's the 2 minute drill. The 2 minute drill hadn't kicked in yet.
Yeah, but
anything can happen. Anything can happen, like last week, Michael.
That's right, Michael.
Anything can happen, like last week.
I was going to leave last week. All of a sudden, I saw Chris bouncing off each wall and went,
we don't have the ball, though. That's the problem.
The Eagles had won.
What do you say? You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. Very rude, Lynn. Very rude. So what were you saying,
Sinclair? You had a question for me about... What now about me being the oldest?
I said, how could you be the oldest if you were the 18th?
Because there's nobody, all the other ones have died. They're gone. They're no longer around.
How do you know?
I'm pretty sure of it.
How come when you're listening to your sports show and they're all talking over each other, you don't think they're rude? I say a little this and a little that and I'm being rude. I don't know.
I love
it's
you.
Michael's
yeah.
mood tonight.
He's just being grouchy.
Yeah, he's grouchy.
I can tell you. I love you, though.
Yeah.
You can be rude, but still love
so,
you.
So getting back to jobs and stuff, you know, Kyle, I wanted to say something. You know, I've been doing this radio business for a while, and I'm doing a lot of learning about a lot of different things, and places of employment and how we can help and other organizations can help you get a job. And we're talking about the blind working. What really impresses me is IOB, Industries of the Blind,
mm-hmm.
because nobody works there unless you are blind. Mm. And I mean, they talk about teaching you how to sew with sewing machines. You go in there with no experience of anything, and they'll get you a job.
Yeah.
So, you know, that and that means a lot because that whole place is nothing but for the blind.
Yeah, Kevin went there.
I'm drawing a blank on the city where IOB is.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro. Yeah, North you know, Carolina. three of the biggest organizations, blind industries, are in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's wild, and there are a lot of opportunities. There are a lot of open jobs in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Well, they bring people in from all over.
They do. We brought somebody recently in from Texas and another from Detroit area.
Very
Michigan.
Good.
So right now we're sort of trying to maximize what we can accomplish with the team we have. We'll be adding some people very soon, though.
So
our call center in particular. Our call center, we have a 36-seat center, and we've got 41 agents now because some work part-time.
41, that's pretty good.
And I've got some other opportunities. Hopefully I'm about to get some opportunities here this spring that we can have remote agents so people can work from home.
There you go.
Wow, and those would be great. That is terrific.
We have a caller on the line right now.
I want to learn more about
that. Where's the caller calling in from? Oh, we have a caller from Orlando. What's the first name from Orlando? Christine from Orlando. Are you there? Christine from Orlando.
Yes.
Hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I think I was cool in the gang, is it?
No, not what? Cool in the gang. It was a guest for the first trivia song.
Okay.
Same time period.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Kyle, my sister Christine been trying to get it. She was trying to get in last week real hard and couldn't get in. And so she got it in tonight.
What was she questioning?
The first trivia Kyle's that we did. And we never gave the answer to the first trivia.
Cool in the Gang.
And she thought it was Cool in the Gang.
Oh,
I'll give them a hint, though. The person, the musician's first name was used in a movie that was a famous movie in I think 80s.
Beep, beep, beep.
With a white
car.
The Beetle.
Volkswagen Beetle.
The Beetle.
So that's really exciting, Kyle, working from home.
Yeah, it is. And it allows us, you know, we can hire somebody in Minneapolis.
You know?
In that's February, it'd be nice to not leave the house. A lot of the contracts we do right now are for the state of Florida, for the Agency for Persons with Disabilities and Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. Boy, that's a tongue twister. I'm no Michael. And those are so restricted with private information that you've got to work in our center to work those contracts. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at commercial jobs that we can allow some folks to work from home.
Just keep telling us, feeding us the information so we can promote whatever it is that you're onto at the moment.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you, did I tell you guys about, or have you heard about our marketing campaign, See What's Possible?
No.
Okay. So if you go to wesewhatspossible.org, wesewhatspossible.org, you'll see a particular landing page, and it's Lighthouse, but it's not at lighthousecfl.org. It's specific to a campaign that we're doing where we're really, a lot of the ads that are coming up on Facebook, and they'll be showing up as banner ads on Google, are things like a picture of a young woman weightlifting, and it says, "I lost my sight, not my strength." Another one of two girls traveling, it looks like in Europe, and it says, "I lost my sight, not my sense of adventure." And the whole campaign is to help us close that humanity gap where the sighted community, and I know this because 6 years ago I didn't know anyone who was blind.
I had no idea
what was possible. And so it's not like I'm picking on people, but they tend to see a blind person rather than a person with all this life experience, academic experience, professional experience, hopes, hobbies, dreams, just like me, who happens to be blind. And I did a talk, a couple talks last year. One is called Pachakasha, and one's called, it was a TED talk. But the inspiration for those was from one of our employees, my buddy Bob, telling me, "Kyle, you know, they see I'm blind and they think, of course, I'm mentally disabled too. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, when I go to a restaurant, the waiter comes over and asks my wife what I'm going to eat."
Right.
Bob's an intelligent, capable guy. He's different than I am.
Did you ever hear the story when I was blind, when I was in the garment industry all my life? Did you ever hear that story?
I didn't. I knew that part, but sounds like there's more.
Well, when I was in the garment industry, mm-hmm. and I went blind very suddenly.
What year was that?
Latter part of 2008, beginning of 2009.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. So what happened was, I had a very successful business. I was in the garment industry all my life. I was in the record business first, and then from the record business, I was in the clothing industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was the president of a clothing company for many, many years. We always had a good financial statement. We didn't lose money. And it was a very big business. We had a very big niche. Mm-hmm. Regular sizes and big sizes, pretty much for the Afro-American man. That was our niche. And we went up to size 72 suit, 68-inch waist. So we had regular size. We went from a 28-inch waist to a 68-inch waist. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I went blind, I became a leper. Mm. All of a sudden, I knew nothing.
Yeah, and that's something.
And everybody treated me like I knew nothing all of a sudden. So what happened was the banks all ran away from me. It was like all of a sudden.
That's absurd.
I walked in and they said, "What happened to you?" I said, "Well, I went blind." It's like they dismissed me. "You're dismissed."
Somehow,
goodbye.
All
goodbye.
The assets that made you who you are vaporized with your ability
I knew nothing.
To see. It's absurd.
I knew nothing. Yeah. And Lynn was my designer at that time. She was my designer. I married my designer years ago.
Scoundrel.
And all the people around me were still there in place. But all of a sudden, my company was dismissed. So I happened to go to some company that wanted me to merge with them for years. Mm. So I happened to go over to them. This was in New York City. I went over to them and got an appointment. The person who wanted to see me was the president of that company. Mm-hmm. He didn't know I was blind. So when I went over to them, he was so happy to see me. When I opened the door and I was with my cane, he said, "What happened to you?" I said, "I went blind." He couldn't believe it.
Mm.
So he said, "Sit down." I sit down. I started talking. I said, "Well, I came over to see because you were always asking me to join forces. So I thought we could join forces." He said, now? I said, yeah. He said, what could you do for me now? Mm. You're blind, aren't you? I said, yeah. I said, I still have my mind.
Yeah, you're still you.
I still have my mouth. I still have everything about me except I can't see.
That's right.
He said, let me ask you a question. How many buttons on my suit? I said, three. He said, you're guessing. Which it was three. He said, you're just guessing. I said, what's the difference? I still know about fabrics. I still know everything.
Yeah, doing what you did didn't have really anything to do with guessing how many buttons are on his suit, right?
But Lynn was always my colorist. Mm-hmm. Lynn was always my stylist. But they needed a brain, mm-hmm. like what you do in your organization sure. now. No, I was dismissed. He said, I couldn't do business with you.
Yeah.
So I could find nobody that wanted to be with me because I became a leper.
You talk about being a leopard, Michael? Yeah. I want to show you one about being a leopard. I was Boy Scout leader years ago with my kids. Went out camping. You know, the kids, we settle them down in their little tents and, you know, get them set up. And the adults have big tents, you know, and maybe four of the adult leaders, you know, in one tent, something like that. There was four of us going to stay in one tent. One of the four guys, slept in his car because he said he didn't want to sleep in a tent, in the same tent of a blind man.
Jeez.
Oh, well, and see, but
that's really stupidity.
But that really is just highlighting ignorance and naivete.
I'll show you another example of leprosy. Gary cooked that he's blind. I ain't going to eat anything cooked by a blind person.
We had that once. Somebody called in the show, said that if somebody was blind cooking, they wouldn't eat it.
Yeah. That's right.
We had that happen.
Well, they self-identified as a goofball.
And if that person's listening, you don't know what you're talking about. Gary made vegetable soup, and I've got it over here in the chair, and I'm having
it. Oh, he's a great cook.
Tomorrow.
I have to say that. He makes great
bean
soup.
Yes, he is, especially that chili.
Oh, and the sloppy
Joes. Sloppy Joes.
Listen, process technology and training.
Don't
a person
start,
who's blind can do nearly everything I've done today except drive my car here.
Right.
Right? But it's if you don't know, you don't know. And like 6 years ago, I was a blank slate, so I still have that perspective. But now I know, and I know better, and it's just absurd. But that's what this WeSeeWhat'sPossible.org campaign's about, is to help break down and close that humanity gap so someone sees a person. Because, look, sighted people out there, it's not mean, but they get uncomfortable, or they go,
education.
Wow, that blind guy can play
break.
The piano.
Stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Yes, it is. And listen, folks, if you have anything to say that's good, or even if it is not good, you want to call up and say hello? You got a complaint? Got something to say about me?
Oh, controversy is good.
Hey, you want something to say? Okay, call me up. You can always write to me, too. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay?
And you know, Michael, you did not say yet about we are the bridge between the low vision, the blind, and the sighted community.
What are you talking about? I said it twice.
No, I didn't hear
it. I'm getting to interrupt. Will you
pardon
me?
Wait.
3 minutes to take
Kevin.
Fine,
but I said it twice already.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take Kevin.
About the bridge. Kevin?
Kevin.
You there, Kevin, from Greensboro, North Carolina? Kevin, are you there?
Hey, Kevin.
I'm here. Hey, I'm here. Evening, Lynn, Michael, Kyle, and Gary.
Yep. Yeah, so what do you have to say for yourself, Kyle?
No, Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin snowed in.
Yeah. Are you snowed in?
No. I don't think so. Haven't been out yet, but no, I wanted to take a shot at that trivia there.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to go off the hint that Kyle gave because Siri was wrong. Siri came up with Dr. Sachs, which Larry said, and that was wrong. So with Kyle's clue, Herb Albert.
Well, it was very close.
Yeah. No, not yet.
Not yet.
Sorry, Kevin.
Do you know who it is, Michael?
Well, I told Michael who it was.
Well, I don't know who it is. I admit, I don't know who it is.
I told you who it was.
I don't know who it is.
No, I don't. Even when you told me, I didn't know who it was.
I don't have a clue.
All right. Well, we hope you have a good week, Kevin. Thanks for
I
being out there.
I was never big in my life.
Yep, instrumentals. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. I was never big for instrumentals.
All righty.
Keep on listening.
Hey, folks, I don't know if you know this.
Bye-bye.
You know, you can look at our website. If you missed any part of this show, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And I don't know if you know this. For those folks who are listening to the show for the first time, I don't know if you know, this is a non-profit radio show. You know, we're a 501c3, non-profit. Mm-hmm. We don't have any investors. So thanks to people like the Lighthouse, that's where we're on the radio. We're on the radio. And by the way, for all you people listening on different radio AM and FMs out there, you know, it's not free for us to be on the radio. They charge us a lot of money. And thanks to our sponsors and advertisers, that's how we exist, because we are a nonprofit radio show. So you folks out there listening to the show, I hope you enjoy it. I also hope that if you're looking for a job, you can apply somewhere, because we certainly have jobs. And you can write to me if you're looking for something, and I'll head you to the right place. So if you write to me, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, I'll certainly answer you. And if you want to listen to anything that's, by the way, all our shows are archived. We archive all our shows. This show and all of them are on this show. So about 2 hours after we go off, Lynn tries to put it on. If not that night, then the next day. So if you miss any part of the show, just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out. If you miss it, you can check us. Oh, by the way, something else.
Don't forget our
Facebook
page.
Yes, the Facebook page. But something else. There's a phone number that if you're not near a computer, if you're not listening to an AM and FM radio, you can pull up 518-712-0057. What that's all about is that's a phone number you can listen to if you're in the United States or Canada. You can pull that number up and you can listen. You can't do anything else, but you can listen.
And it's really
518-712-0057. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.